Hello, this is George W. I'm back in the country. And you know what? You and me are going to get together. We're going to combobulate and we're going to do some crazy things on this crazy podcast. That's right. I'm back from my European vacation, back where I did lots of fun things that maybe you and I are going to talk about. It's George W. coming to you on the From the Hip podcast. I'd like to say hello. And I'd like to say to myself, welcome back to Canada. I'm driving, as I customarily do when I podcast. I'm really happy to be back. I have a head full of memories. And I'm still very much in a European mode right now. Allow me to explain. I've noticed in the past when I've come back from Hungary, which I've done many times, probably a dozen times in my life at least. Many times as a child and then as a young adult. A young virile male was looking for some female connection back then. No. I noticed for at least a day or two there's a weird type of trance state that I am in when I come back from Europe. And that's because the memories are still so fresh. When you hang out in a different country for several weeks, as we did, you somehow begin to absorb the culture, the surroundings, the lifestyle into the fabric of your being. And then when you come back, there's a strong contrast to the life that is here. And you're almost as if you're an observer for a little while. It's really strange and hard to explain. And it's to me, it's almost euphoric to observe that in the next few days. I just went out. I had a quick coffee with a buddy of mine, and I dropped off a little gift that he asked me to pick up. Mozart chocolates. He had thought, well, at the time, I guess, when he had heard about them or tasted them, they were only available in Germany, but I was able to get some Mozart chocolates in Budapest. Yeah. So I dropped those off. So I've begun this process of seeing what it's like to be back and sort of shedding my skin, my European skin, and becoming Canadian again. Although I'm always going to be Hungarian because that's where I was born. It was fun. And I'm driving in my car right now because I missed it so much. We were driving around. My uncle had lent us a Fiat. And it was a two-door Fiat. Small thing. 10 years old. So it normally was my cousin and myself in the front seat, and the three of my wife and two kids in the back seat. They said they were okay, but now I have the whole car to myself. I have some peace and quiet, just some alone time. And one of the very first things I wanted to do was to record another episode of From the Hip podcast. It's not very much of a comedy episode unless I do an imitation, and that's what George W. would do. It's not that good. I'm really out of practice. I want to let you know that I'm still producing podcasts, and I still want to keep producing podcasts. And I want to just do, if I want to be funny, I want to have that opportunity to be funny. But if I want to just be introspective like this, I also want to have that opportunity too. I love traveling. I love going to Europe, especially. Other than Hungary, I've only been to Paris for an extended time. So I don't know if I imagine one day I'm going to get to hang out in the UK a little bit, and probably Italy, Greece would be cool, and probably Spain are on the top of my list. But I do want to try to incorporate some sort of commerce with at least Hungary, and I tried striking up some conversations with my cousin, second cousin, who has got a business going there. So who knows? That may give me the opportunity to visit there more often. I'm getting to that stage where I'm realizing that people that have the freedom and the ability to do things are the people that are in business for themselves. For me to get this vacation to go for 4 weeks, just under 4 weeks, was a big deal at my work. It was a big deal for my wife. So to have that in the future, I'd like to be self-employed, if you know what I'm talking about, you crazy kitty cats. I just want to say hello to you, the listener, and to you, because if I was with you face-to-face, it would be so good. You and I could have a talk and have a drink, maybe of some Hungarian palinka, P-A-L-I-N-K-A. Look it up on YouTube. It's delicious. We snuck, well, we didn't sneak. We were allowed to bring some palinka and some wine back, and we did so. And fortunately, it wasn't broken. It happened one time when I brought some palinka back years ago. It broke in my luggage and ruined an album of mine, and also got my clothes smelling like an alcoholic. But anyway, this time that didn't happen. But I wanted to say hello to you and let you know I'm still out there. And maybe one day, whether we meet somewhere, we can have a drink. Or we can even just have a Pepsi. Because I like Pepsi. I prefer Pepsi over Coca-Cola. It's nothing to do with my political standing. It's just the way I feel about it. Anyway, thank you for continuing to listen to this podcast. And I will do some funny things down the road. Just want to say hello again. I'm going to be back in the swing of things. And for a couple days, I'm going to decompress from my European vacation and let it sink in what has happened. It's been fast. It's been furious. It's been great. It's been a great cultural injection to my body. Here's the customary clicker. I know you missed it. So did I. I will talk to you later.